Hello and welcome to the Zero to Finals podcast. My name is Tom, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking to you about eyelid disorders. And you can find written notes on this topic at zerotofinals.com/eyelid disorders or in the ophthalmology section of the second edition of the Zero to Finals Medicine book. And you can find flashcards and questions to train your knowledge and help you remember the information for longer at members.zerotofinals.com. So let's get straight into it. Let's start by talking about blepharitis. Blepharitis refers to inflammation of the eyelid margins, of the edge of the eyelids. It causes a gritty, itchy, dry sensation in the eyes. It can be associated with dysfunction of the meibomian glands, which are responsible for secreting meibum, or oil, onto the surface of the eye. Blepharitis can lead to styes and chalazions. Management is with warm compresses and gentle cleaning of the eyelid margins to remove debris, for example, using a cotton bud and baby shampoo. Next, let's talk about styes. Hordeolum externum is an infection of the glands of Zeiss or the glands of Moll. The glands of Moll are sweat glands at the base of the eyelashes. The glands of Zeiss are sebaceous glands at the base of the eyelashes. A stye causes a tender red lump along the eyelid that may contain pus. Hordeolum internum is infection of the meibomian glands. Compared with hordeolum externum, hordeolum internum tend to be deeper, more painful, and may point inwards towards the eyeball underneath the eyelid. Styes are treated with warm compresses and analgesia. Topical antibiotics, for example chloramphenicol, may be considered if it's associated with conjunctivitis or if symptoms are persistent. Next, let's talk about chalazion. A chalazion occurs when a meibomian gland becomes blocked and swells up. It's often called a meibomian cyst. It presents with a swelling in the eyelid that's typically not tender, however it can be tender and red. Treatment is with warm compresses and gentle massage towards the eyelashes to encourage drainage of the gland. Rarely, surgical drainage may be required. Next, let's talk about entropion. Entropion refers to when the eyelid turns inwards and the lashes press against the eye. This causes pain and it can result in corneal damage and corneal ulceration. Initial management is by taping the eyelid down to prevent it from turning inwards. Definitive management is surgical correction of the entropion. A same-day referral to ophthalmology is required if there's a risk to sight due to corneal damage or ulceration. When the eyelid is taped down, it's essential to prevent the eye from drying out by using regular lubricating eye drops. Next, let's talk about ectropion. Ectropion refers to when the eyelid turns outwards, exposing the inner aspect of the eyelid. It usually affects the bottom eyelid. Ectropion can result in exposure keratopathy, as the eyeball is exposed and not adequately lubricated and protected. Mild cases of ectropion may not require any treatment. Regular lubricating eye drops are used to protect the surface of the eye. More significant cases may require surgery to correct the defect. A same-day referral to ophthalmology is required if there's a risk to sight. Next, let's talk about trichiasis. Trichiasis refers to inward growth of the eyelashes. It results in pain and can cause corneal damage and ulceration. Management of trichiasis involves removing the affected eyelashes. Recurrent cases may require electrolysis, cryotherapy, or laser treatment to prevent them from regrowing. A same-day referral to ophthalmology is required if there's a risk to sight. Next, let's talk about periorbital cellulitis. Periorbital cellulitis, also known as preseptal cellulitis, is an eyelid and skin infection in front of the orbital septum, in front of the eye. It presents with swollen, red, hot skin around the eyelid and the eye. Periorbital cellulitis needs to be differentiated from orbital cellulitis, which is a sight and life-threatening emergency, which we'll talk about in more detail shortly. Patients are referred urgently to ophthalmology for assessment. A CT scan can help distinguish between periorbital and orbital cellulitis. Treatment of periorbital cellulitis is with systemic antibiotics, orally or intravenously. Periorbital or preorbital cellulitis can develop into orbital cellulitis, so vulnerable patients, for example children, or severe cases may require admission for monitoring. Finally, let's talk about orbital cellulitis. Orbital cellulitis is an infection around the eyeball involving the tissues behind the orbital septum. Symptoms include pain with eye movement, reduced eye movements, visual changes, abnormal pupil reactions, and proptosis, which is bulging forward of the eyeball. Orbital cellulitis requires emergency admission to hospital under ophthalmology and intravenous antibiotics. Surgical drainage may be needed if an abscess forms. So thanks for listening to this episode on eyelid disorders. As always, a big thank you to Harry Watchman for perfectly editing the podcast. Head over to members.zerotofinals.com to access flashcards and questions to test your knowledge. And the research is very clear that if you test your knowledge on information that you've just studied, that helps that information to stick with you for longer. So it's worth testing yourself and implementing testing into your study regime. And the members site at members.zerotofinals.com is designed specifically to serve this purpose and supplement the Zero to Finals resources. And I hope you join us for the next episode where we'll talk about conjunctivitis.